Here they are on their way to school on a beautiful spring day. But no matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb. Duck and cover.
All the kids is talking about Christmas on the moon. Christmas on the moon. Christmas on the moon. Hurry, Santa, make that rockin' zoom. Christmas on the moon. Christmas on the moon. We'll be waiting, Santa, this Christmas on the moon.
Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be just like
Awesome Log.
Jag springer hos en flicka och låtsas vara kär. Hon jobbar ju hos Petterssons och hembiträde är. Och varje kväll på stegen till fönstret går min tur. Hon tror att det är hon som drar, men jag är en filur. Jag fikar efter kaffe med smörgåsar och buttar till. Men gifta mig med henne, jag aldrig vill. Den har pågått i fyra långa år. Och när jag kommer varje kväll, då bordet dukat står. Jag äter och jag tuggar och rensar alla fat. För hon är inte i min smak, jag gillar bara mat. Jag fikar efter kaffe med smörgåsar och buttar till. Men gifta mig med henne, jag aldrig vill. Och orsaken till detta, det är att jag är fank. Jag fattig som lusen, har ej pengar på någon bank. Men hon har inte märkt att jag kör med denna grej. Hon går och tror att hon en dag ska gifta sig med mig. Jag fikar efter kaffe med smörgåsar och bullar till. Men gifta mig med henne, jag aldrig vill. Dagen kommer då hon blir arg och det blir bråk. Då flyttar jag min stege till en annan stad och tåg. Ty hem vid träden finns det ju många, många fler. Som bakar goda bullar och som smörgåsarna brer. Jag fikar efter kaffe med smörgåsar och bullar till. Men gifta mig med henne, jag aldrig vill. Jag aldrig vill. Jag aldrig vill.
Beware of the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Yeah. 세.
Only a Yeti could bring on such terror.
It would only further arouse the Yeti.
You filthy criminals.
Mr. Tambourine Man! Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey.
She was a right bird, wasn't she?
What?
I say she was a right bird, wasn't she?
Who?
Marge.
Marge?
Yeah. You remember Marge, don't you?
No. Of
course you do. You remember the party you come to at our place, the one for my mum's golden wedding?
Well, where we set fire to her curtains?
Yeah, that's it. Well, her.
Who, your mum?
No, the bird.
What bird?
You know, the one that works at the pickle factory with our Reg.
Who?
God almighty, our Reg, the cousin of mine who come out of Ballstall and got engaged to the girl next door.
Oh, yeah?
Well, her.
Oh, you're Reg's girl?
No, not our Reg's girl. You twit. Our Reg works with this bird. Listen, she was a sister of the bird who was with that fellow who tried to lay one on you that night.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you remember her.
Oh.
You don't. You must do. She sang. Don't you remember she sang Anyone Who Had an Heart? And her stockings fell down.
Oh, that one, yeah, I remember her. All that black hair all up at the back.
Yeah.
And a tight green sweater.
Yeah.
A red skirt and a pink shoes with the big stiletto heels on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her.
Now, right. Now, do you remember her mate?
No, I don't remember no mate.
You don't remember her mate? You must do. You remember the bird who reckoned she could drink 4 stout, 4 scotches, 4 creme de menthe, and then did it?
Oh, yeah.
And you held her head down after?
Yeah.
Well,
little bit in a matador pants with a split all
down.
Yeah, was that Marge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her. What about her?
Well, she was a right bird, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Well.
Annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed them.
Bob.
We have succeeded in opening one of the crisis doors.
The instruments here are going crazy.
I think what we've been suspecting all along may already be happening, Doctor.
I'm almost sure of it. Get into your choppers and head north immediately. Don't stop for a thing. It may be the end of the world.
Invasion?
Invasion.
Now it looks as though we may have planted seeds in the dead soil of a lost world. That sound you just heard could well be the result of a nuclear explosion somewhere down here at the bottom of the world.
Then time out from invasion for lunch.
Many of you within the sound of my voice will be present at the birth of the 21st century. Some among us were born a little too early for that. We'll just have to sit around and guess what life in the 2000s may be like.
Our readers are all destroyed.
All destroyed. How? We took them by surprise.
Apparently, it was not as big a surprise as we had hoped for.
The rocket!